Wednesday, September 30th. Staff meeting this morning was concerned with the Phase 2 situation. Schultz is particularly concerned that we're moving to an extensive control system and that the planners are working on the assumptions that the President has implied in his speeches. The cost of living council is developing plans without authoritative guidance, and that the papers that they produce will be steins without any guidance, and they'll need presidential input before they're finalized. He feels that they need to get a pretty good idea set in the President's mind and in Connally's and Schultz's, as was the case before the Camp David meetings. He feels that we're not in that position now. He's also concerned that the President doesn't understand what Laird's doing regarding the defense budget. As a result of this, we squeezed in a meeting with Schultz in the middle of a fantastically loaded schedule today. President met with the leaders of the National Education Organizations, with Prime Minister Savonifuma, with Sir Alec Douglas Hume, as well as with John Mitchell, several ceremonial picture type deals, etc. We ran him much harder than we should, as we frequently do on these days before we leave on a trip. All of this, of course, was in anticipation of heading for Key Biscayne tonight. We'd originally thought we'd have Schultz fly down with him to Key Biscayne, but changed that to the meeting at midday instead, which worked out, of course, much better. We got into quite a thing on a statement from the President regarding the federal pay raise, since Congress is going to vote on it on Monday, and they felt they needed a blast from the President. The draft of the statement from OMB had no teeth in it at all. The President was quite distressed with it, and we finally got Buchanan to do a tough political statement that really blasted the Congress, which is what the President was after all along. This afternoon, the President had a reception for Doug Cornell on the occasion of his retirement from AP, and the big surprise there was Mrs. Nixon's announcement of Cornell's engagement to Helen Thomas. All this was handled in great style by both the President and Mrs. Nixon, and they sure should have scored strongly with the press as a result. We had quite a discussion in the plane on the way down about how to handle the notification to Rogers of Henry's China trip. The President said that it was up to me to notify Rogers and that I should do it by mixing it with the Soviet trip, and the fact that we can't change the signals now after the meeting with Gromyko. But he says I should wait till Sunday to call Rogers so that it's too late to do anything about it. End of September 30th.